Mayor Jeff Caggiano drove down the road. Say hello. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just staying busy this time of year, which is unusual, actually.
You got a lot going on, from the serious to the difficult to the good. I mean, there's, you know, obviously the focus is late this week with the official memorial for Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte and Sergeant Alex Hamsey, which we'll get to about. I don't want to do that right here because we don't have enough time. And we'll talk about that. You got some issues in the school. You had a terrible fatal accident. Was it this weekend?
Yep.
Yeah, and it was a Bristol resident too. I don't know the details of the investigation. Was it an irresponsible behavior? Because it was late morning. It was not like it was late at night. But is that a trouble spot?
That is our number one most trafficked area. So Route 229 coming in from Southington to Bristol, hitting where 72 is by far our most highest traffic count. And we have lots of accidents there. We're underway with a study right now with NVCOG to look at that whole area to try to make it more safe for pedestrians. So that's where we've actually had more problems in the past, pedestrians crossing
the
street.
You think there are things that could be done to make it safer?
There's definitely things that could be done to make it safer than it is now. But it is a very busy street. There's a lot. You know, these things get posted on Facebook, and I actually read some of the comments on this one too, because people are upset that bad things are happening, but yeah. A lot of the comments are probably true too. We need people to pay attention when they drive. There's lots of people that are doing crazy stuff while they're driving.
Yeah, they're on their phone, they're high or whatever. I mean, they're going too fast. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And if you're a responsible motorcyclist, you have to actually be doubly, especially if you like to do any of the sort of like, you know, the weaving or getting a little advantage in traffic. Mayor Jeff Caggiano from the great city of Bristol here in studio with us. It's going to be 2 years since that awful night. And so you're going to permanently have a memorial in the police station. Can you tell people what you're going to do to honor them?
Yeah, so this year we're going to do what's called a temporary memorial. So as people may know, our Bristol Police Department is actually in a pretty big state of disrepair and something that we're going to have to redo or maybe even move over the future. So the police union and other groups, PBA, have raised enough money to build a memorial, which will be a memorial that will look just like the memorial down in D.C. It's a big marble wall with all the names of the fallen. And so we will eventually construct that.
But you don't want to do a permanent one now because you don't know what the future holds for the facility.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do later this week? What are you going to show us?
So most people remember that when the incident happened, one of the first things that we did, and Chief Kuhl just did this, he put out a car out front. And that car out front took an awful lot of flowers and other trinkets and everything. But it had a skin on the door. And the skin was, you know, the white Bristol Police Department. And hundreds, if not 1,000 people signed their names on it and wrote messages that were very meaningful. And so we've looked to see how we could preserve the entire car. That's not that feasible. You know, it's just, first of all, awful big, and it'll rot away eventually. But we got an idea from the police memorial when I went down to honor Alec Iorato that they hang some of these doors up. And so we have a local company called Melnick Metals that has made a stand for these doors and put the doors back together on a stand that will be in our lobby and will be movable. They're movable memorials. So we'll be able to do this until we find a permanent home.
And there'll be a ceremony. Is it Friday or Saturday?
Friday. So yeah. October 12th this year is on a Saturday. So they decided to do the memorial and the unveiling and kind of like a vigil. We've done a vigil on October 12th every year since the incident, including that year of the actual tragedy. So at 11 a.m. this Friday, there'll be an unveiling of this temporary memorial.
How is Officer Iorato doing?
He's doing very well. He's actually gotten very involved in it. He's a part of our training division and is a remarkable young man. And as far as I know, I'm going to knock on wood, completely healthy, recovered, and looks great and is in great spirits.
Any updates on the two families or...
Nothing that I don't think would be right to share, but right. both doing well. I've seen both of them over the past couple of months at different events, and I'm sure that this season will be very difficult for them, but they're both getting along, and we always have them in our hearts yeah. and thoughts.
So it's hard to know what to say, to be honest. It's a hard... hard dynamic. Jeff Cajano, the Bristol mayor, joining us here in studio. I was reading about the, obviously the school testing thing. And I mean, there's a board of education and you're the mayor. I mean, I don't know how the org chart and the power structure works, but there's also been a fair amount of departures. I read the piece. What's going on to solidify and stabilize the Department of Education in Bristol?
Yeah. That's a great question. And one thing we do have to clarify for our listeners, which most people don't realize, is that the way the state of Connecticut sets up education is the city of Bristol allocates money to the Board of Education, and then the elected Board of Education members and the superintendent are really in charge of the school.
They run the show. You can't say we need to do X, Y, or Z.
We have no say in how they spend that money.
That's frustrating.
Extremely. And by the way, you're talking to probably one of the only mayors that also served on the Board of Ed. So I was on the Board of Ed for 4 years back in 2015 through 2019. I get how it works. You need to have, and I think most boards of ed are set up this way, the elected officials and the superintendent have a very good relationship with the city because it has to be a hand-in-glove sure. type of thing. Otherwise, things run amok and it gets crazy and things get out of control.
What's your sense of how things, without knowing everything, I mean, is it going to stabilize? I mean, for the kids' sake, it just seems like there's a lot of leadership shifting.
There is a lot of leadership shifting. Let me actually break down something that you said before so people don't walk away confused about things. So the Ivy Drive school incident was driven by the state. So that's a state investigation. I have no knowledge really of other than what's been published in the paper or been talked about that happened there. And that is
yeah,
probably
of a principal. Exactly. Basically doctoring the test scores.
Exactly. Yeah. Or allegedly the test scores. I don't think there was any evidence found that test scores were changed, but there was kind of a breach in process right. of how these kids test. So that's a whole separate issue. That happens no matter what administration might have been in charge or not. My bigger issue in Bristol right now is Board of Ed budgeting. And when you look at what happened, it's a pretty frustrating situation for me as a mayor who is trying to be fiscally responsible, trying to grow the city, grow the grand list right. so that we don't have to raise taxes. Now, we have a Board of Education that in the May timeframe was telling us they were going to be overspent this year. And they've been good in the past. We've actually held monies back and then given it back to them. But the outgoing superintendent was reporting that she was going to be about $1.5, maybe $1.7 million
over budget. That's a big number.
That's a big budget. Bigger number than we've seen in a long time.
What's behind that?
Mostly special education costs. And when you look at special education costs...
Like post-pandemic-y kind of stuff? Or?
Well, we're back to full normal. So, yeah. These kids are traveling in and they have to have all the services. But a lot of special education costs revolve around students with really special needs that might need transportation to other areas and that are... have one-on-one supports that are required through their IEP. So that for most cities, any city that's the size of Bristol, maybe even a little smaller and bigger, they tend to aggregate, 20-25% of their students have special needs. And
so what do you do when they're over by that number? I mean, that's when you do have, because you have to, you can't do that every year. I mean, how are you going to cover that?
No, and by the state statute, we cover it. So we've already committed to covering the one point, actually, the number is not 1.7 anymore. So we had committed in May. So I got to go back in the story a little bit. So this happens May 15th. The superintendent is leaving, shifting over. We are under the impression that they're going to be about that $1.5 million short. They actually came in and we got a notice on September 23rd that they are, I'm going to read the number to you, $3,472,810.97 overspent. That's a shocker to us. That's double what we were expecting. And, cities can absorb some of this, but to double that...
That's brutal.
It's brutal.
That is brutal.
It gets worse, by the way, and I know you probably have to go to a break, but...
Well, I want to ask you quickly about some really good news. You got a restaurant opening up downtown. Tell me about it.
We definitely do. So Iron Horse Pub and Grill, they came into our economic and community development meeting last Thursday and announced to us that by the end of this month, they will be open in the old, we call it the old Webster Bank, which is on Main Street. It's where temporary City Hall was.
Yeah.
Very iconic building in Bristol. It's going to be their flagship restaurant. So the Iron Horse Pub and Grill has a West Hartford, a Simsbury. Excuse me, I'm forgetting the other one. But they have three or four of these locations. Very cool spot. Should be fun opening.
That's good. We need more. It's one of Mayor Caggiano's things. He needs more food in downtown Bristol. Yeah. What we have is good. We're not knocking. You know,
excellent
we have
stuff.
Some awesome stuff. But more options are a good thing. I don't know if you can stick around through 8:10 or not, but we got to run. We got food truck Tommy. I'll buy you breakfast.